ओम शांति। 6th August 2018 मंडे। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी अ विक्टोरियस ज्वेल हु गोज इनटू द फर्स्ट डिवीजन एंड क्लेम्स अ क्लोज सीट थ्रू योर इक्वालिटी। As the time comes closer, make yourself equal to the Father. To become equal to the Father in your thoughts, words, deeds, sanskars and service means to come close. Experience the Father's company, His cooperation and His love in every thought. Constantly experience the Father's company and your hand in His hand, and you will go into the first division. Let there be constant remembrance of the Father and complete love for the one Father, and you will become a victorious jewel in the rosary of victory. You still have a chance. The board of too late has not yet been put up. As the Father, as the time comes closer, Baba is saying, make yourself equal to the Father. Equal in thoughts, words, deeds, sanskars and service. Experience His company, His cooperation, His love. Let there be constant remembrance and complete love for one Father, and you will become victorious jewel in the garland. So, to become like the Father, if this is the goal, to become like the Father, there are four aspects. One is His company. Second is His cooperation. Third is His remembrance. And fourth is His love. So when there is uninterrupted remembrance and when there is complete love for the Father, you become like the Father. And in that situation, in that phase, you experience His cooperation in every step. And one experiences His cooperation and His company all the time. So, if one wants to come in the rosary of victory and one wants to become the victorious jewel, the things that are needed, Baba is saying, complete love and uninterrupted remembrance, and then you will become like the Father. And to become like the Father means in thought, in word, in deeds, in actions, in sanskars, so everything just like Him. And Baba is pointing out towards the time. The board of late has already been put up, but the board of too late is yet to be put up. But that's this Murli might be in some time phase which is far from today. So in today's world, in today's time, we can say that the board of too late has already been put up. So all the four things which Baba has said, we'll start with love. So when there is complete love for one father, automatically remembrance follows. In yesterday's Avyakt Murli, Baba was using the word ekras, constant and stable stage, which means that one experiences all the sweetness in one father, all the ras, all the sweetness from one. His intellect doesn't wander here and there to the embodied beings. So one remains focused only on one. So to have such complete love for one father, because humans have been remembering human beings from very long time, and since we did not have any introduction, any acquaintance of God, probably we couldn't develop that complete love for Him. But now that He has come, and now that He has showered all His knowledge upon us, and now that He is showing us, giving us complete knowledge of everything, it's far more easier to develop that complete love for Him. To love Him fully means to love Him with all one's heart, all one's soul, all one's mind. To love Him fully means uninterrupted flow of love, undivided love. Our love is not divided amongst embodied beings. You cannot love. One cannot serve two masters. You can only serve one master, either God or Maya. So when all the love flows towards one, one experiences that celestial joy, that peace, that purity. When one have, one develops all the relationships with one, automatically one experiences such unprecedented happiness which the soul had never experienced before. So let all the love of the heart flows towards one. If the heart is divided, such schizophrenic heart Baba doesn't like. Where the love is divided, if person is attached to this world, attached to one's family, attached to one's husband, attached to one's wife, attached to one's children, attached to job, attached to wealth, attached to all the name and fame and glory of this world, and yet hopes to love God, it's not possible. This path, prema panth aiso kathin, Kabir says, this path is very, very difficult. It's just like a horse of wax is going towards fire. It's that difficult. Whenever Baba asks, who loves the father the most? Everybody raises the hand. But there are avyakt murlis only on God's love, Paramatma Prem. And when one studies those murlis, probably one may withdraw from the claim that we love Him the most. Because to love Him means to forget this world. Because to love Him means to get absorbed in Him, to remain absorbed in Him. To love Him means, before that love, everything else is worthless. To love Him means He is the Supreme. To love Him means nothing delights the heart so much as His love. So, such perennial flow of God's love, such unpunctured flow of God's love, such river of God's love, should flow within our heart all the time. So love, to love Him above all, to know that all the worldly loves are selfish, to know the worthlessness of the worldly love, to contemplate on what the world has given us, to reflect on the worldly love and to realize its worthlessness, and to get focused on this love. This is the path, this is the goal, this is the ultimate, this is the final religion. The first and the last freedom. J. Krishnamurti has written one book, The First and the Last Freedom. In fact, God's love is the first freedom and God's love is the last freedom. So, to fill our heart with such love is the goal of life. Fill our brimming love of the God that it overflows. Such love of the God should be there. So when such love is there, automatically the remembrance that follows would be undivided. It's not that only when wakes up in the morning does Amrit Vela remembers Baba, and the whole day stays in the stage of forgetfulness. Our real yoga starts when we come out of Baba's room. Our real yoga starts when we are in the field of action, when we are doing karma yoga. It's not just sitting at one place and remembering Him, though that is also important. But a real remembrance is remembering all the time. Just as a mother is here and her son is in some country, she doesn't have to sit down at one place to remember him. She keeps on remembering that child, even if slight pain to his child, to her child, and she knows that here, because their telepathic connection is there. Spiritual telepathy is there between the two souls. In the similar manner, wherever we are, our mind should be spiritually linked with Him all the time. So such spiritual telepathy of soul with Supreme Soul is yoga, is union, is the real yoke. So when there is love in the heart, automatically the remembrance flows. And whenever there is a remembrance of God, you experience His company all the time, as if He is moving along with me. I am not alone. No matter which place we are, physically there is no one around, but His invisible presence, but His invisible canopy, but His invisible experience follows the soul wherever the soul goes, wherever the soul moves. In the entire Bible, you will see such verses, such psalms, such songs where soul is talking about God's love, where soul is talking about God's company, and I have nothing to fear. So long as He is with me, there is nothing to fear. He is my bulwark, He is my canopy, He is my protection, He is my fortress, He is my fort, He is my armor, He is my courage, He is my strength. So long as God is one's strength, one becomes intrepid, fearless. In the face of the adverse situation, in the face of the darkness, in the face of the attack of vices. So, company. And when you have His company all the time, then what follows is His cooperation. You experience that He is cooperating with you. Even though it is very late at night to sleep, but still you get up in the morning. What is this? This is Baba's cooperation. But only thing is that heart should be clean, heart should be pure, heart should be transparent. So no matter what else happens from outside and you stick to the Srimad, His help will flow from above. So even though the best example is getting up, staying up late at night because of some seva, and many of the sisters staying at center or many of the brothers often tell this experience that we got late for sleep. We slept at 12 midnight and yet Baba came and He shook our bed and we got up before 4 o'clock. It was not late and we did not miss Amrit Vela. To miss Amrit Vela is to miss His love and remembrance, Yad Pyar. So why this happens? Even the body is tired, but the soul is filled with power of purity, and the soul is filled with enthusiasm for Purusharth, and the soul knows the importance of Amrit Vela. So the cooperation follows. His cooperation, His help comes. See, everything flows from here. Developing infinite love of God within the heart. Developing such deeper love, not the superficial love, but enter into this ocean of love. The deeper we enter, we realize how deep it is. And gradually one starts getting lost in that love. For example, they often talk of, in Bhakti Marg, of a doll of salt. A doll of salt once thought, let me know what is the depth of this ocean. Because all the dolls of salt who tried to gauge, who tried to measure, who tried to understand, who tried to fathom the depth of this ocean, they never came back. They went to the ocean and they did not come back. So this salt doll once thought, let me try to find out myself. And this doll jumped into that ocean of ocean. And it started going within, started to see what is happening. What is the ocean? What is the marine life? What are the birds? What are the fishes, aquatic plants? And the more it is going within, it is getting dissolved. And a time comes when there is no more doll of salt. It is lost. It has become one with the ocean. In the similar manner, this is the ocean of God's love. And one tries to understand what is this ocean of God's love. One goes deep within, and one is lost. And one becomes the ocean like the Father. Then there are no two entities, but there is one. Because even though Baba says logically, physically, soul and supreme soul never get merged, but yes, they get merged, because that is the experience of yogis, because that is the experience of lovers of God, that they feel that He is combined with me and I am one in Him. I am moving where, and when I move, He moves with me. When I speak, He speaks with me. When I say something, His voice is included in that voice. When I act, He is making me act. When I think, His power is mixed in that thinking. So this thinking is divine. These thoughts are divine. This churning, this chintan assumes a spiritual dimension, assumes some magnetic dimension. So, if one wants to become like the Father, the first thing is Paramatma Prem. Paramatma Yad, Paramatma Sat, and Paramatma Madat. All the four things will follow. But everything starts with this love. And in between is like the Father. So, one question for all of you. How to increase the love of God? From yesterday's Murli. To love Murli Dhar means to love his elevated versions. To love, to respect each and every line he has spoken. Murli is the spoken literature of God. Murli is the spoken literature of God. Who is speaking? The one who is the ocean of silence. That ocean of silence is descending on the earth and he speaks. That spoken literature of God is called Murli. That is the one of the definitions of Murli. So to love his Murli is to love him. And what is to love the Murli? When we will say that we love Murli. Four stages Baba told yesterday. One is to listen. Second is to know. Third is to imbibe. And fourth is to become the embodiment, Swarup. So when passes through, when one passes through all the stages, then only you can be said that you are lover of God. Otherwise, your love is just superficial. To enter into the depth of ocean of knowledge. So, listen. There is one Avyakta Murli, 2011. In that Murli, Baba said, no, it's Sakar Murli of 2013, yeah. So Baba is saying, you must read Murli at least how many times? 5 to 6 times, and you should listen Murli at least 5 to 6 times. Listening 5 to 6 times and reading 5 to 6 times. Huh? Not necessary. When we read, we might not be listening. We might be listening something else. So, to imbibe the Murli, to understand the Murli, to know the depth of Murli, to understand each and every line, each and every word, each and every point, the meaning of word, that is known as meaning. Second is bhavarth, connotation. What is the deeper meaning of that? What is the secret of that? With what context, what reference that line is being spoken, and what exalted platform, what is that exalted platform from where the speaker is speaking? Unless and until we elevate our stage to that level, it's not possible to understand him. He is avyakta sitting here. And we are vyakta sitting here. There is so much gap. How can you understand? Okay, the words may come in your hand, but only words. Not the bhav. Not the sthiti. Not the deeper meaning. So when he speaks from here, from this point of, you have to, your stage should be here. He is avyakta, you have to be avyakta to understand the avyakta. Without understanding the avyakt, without becoming unmanifest like him, one cannot understand his depth. Because what he speaks, he is taking into consideration all the three aspects of time. When he speaks, this world is here, and he speaks from here, from Paramdham. This is his stage. He just comes down for small time, sometime, and he speaks here, and again he goes back. While we remain here all the time. So, let the conscious get elevated to that platform of higher consciousness. And from here, if he is speaking anything, then only we can understand when we are at the same platform, same level here like this. So, love of Murli, leading to love of God, leading to His remembrance, leading to His company, and leading to His experience of His support all the time. So, this is about today's blessing. Experience the Father's company, His cooperation, His love in every thought. Experience His company in every thought. Constantly experience the Father's company and your hand in His hand, in his hand, and you will go into the first division. Let there be constant remembrance and complete love for one Father. Complete means undivided. Complete means only His love. It is not divided to auntie and uncle, yesterday's Murli, and all your relatives. And you will become a victorious jewel in this rosary of victory. You still have a chance. The board of too late has yet not been put up. The board of too late has yet not been put up. So experience Him. Om Shanti.